This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Today's testimony in the trial of the officers charged in Elijah McClain's death focused on the moments after he encountered Aurora police. At question is a change in the dispatch log from suspicious person to assault on a police officer. Former Aurora Captain Stephen Redfern made the change without investigating the incident, reviewing the body camera footage, or interviewing any of the officers on scene.
Before this call was closed out, based upon the information that was provided to me by the sergeants, it went from a suspicious person to an assault based on the information. And so I changed it so it would accurately reflect the information I'd been provided.
Redfern has been on the stand for over 4 hours. The state's transportation department has placed plastic neon figures at busy intersections in Denver. The goal is to bring attention to rising pedestrian deaths. Pedestrian Sierra Trawl says she'd rather see the agency make actual changes to roads like Federal Boulevard.
I think they should change the speed limit. I've seen a few people get hit, and it's not pretty. And a lot of them keep going.
CDOT says change is coming. The remains of a Chaffee County woman missing since 2020 have been found. Suzanne Morphew disappeared from a bike ride near her home in Salida area. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says agents came across her remains during an unrelated search last week in Sawatch County. The investigation is ongoing. You're listening to CPR News.